Well, good morning to everybody. First of all, welcome to all the people in this room for the Logista results presentation, and also for all of them connecting through internet. We will organize, as usual, initially a presentation. We expect to finish in 30-40 minutes with all details of the presentation you already know. And we will have a Q&A sessions after this presentation, answering firstly the questions coming from this room, and then the questions that are arriving from internet. In the presentation will be driven by Manuel Suárez, CFO of the company, and Gloria Martín, Investor Relations Director, and myself, Luis Ejido, CEO of the group. With all of the elements incorporated this year, simply to start the presentation, if you take or if you see the slide number four, the summary for this year, we could say that once year more, we have proven the consistency of the company. The business model of the company has proven its resiliency, and we have grown in results in spite of the tough comparison with the past year that all of you know were impacted by the tax relief provision in 2014 and 2015, sorry. So starting by the top line, talking about the sales, in terms of revenues, the market has been quite stable. Practically, the decrease has been 0.3, so we could say practically equal to the past year. Basically, driven by the good performance of the tobacco in Iberia, with a moderate retail sales prices and volumes stable as well. The rest of the country, similar performance, and the good evolution of the transport business. The volumes in tobacco has been almost stable, 0.4% below past year, in comparison with the previous -3% between 15 and 14, 14 and 13, sorry. Going into the rest of the activities, the GDP evolution of our countries has been a little bit different. Good recovery in Spain with a strong GDP growth. Less, more light in France and Italy, and especially in France, quite, I would say, irregular in different quarters in the year. So was not, we don't see still clear signals of recovery in France, specifically in the small retail channels. With this scenario of the sales, and let me remind you the impact on litigation on the tax relief provisions in past year, in the second quarter, practically 24 million euros EBIT was the impact. We can say that we have, and 30 million euros in sales, in eco sales, we can say that our eco sales globally -1.8%, considering the impact of this provision. If we put it out, we can say that we have grown by 1.1% the eco sales in a like-for-like comparison. As you can imagine, we have continued with our cost control, our variabilization, our flexibilization of our cost structure. Then it will be better explained by Manuel in the P&L analysis. But with all of this performance in cost, we can arrive to the EBIT of 223 million euros, which means 1.1% above of the budget over past year. If we, once again, we don't consider the 23 million coming from this reversal, this provision, this reversal of the provision for the tax litigations we had, we can say, and another small one-off as well, we can say that the growth of the EBIT this year has reached 9%. 9%. So if you continue analyzing the EBIT margins, you can see an improvement of 0.7% again. So our margin EBIT is now 22.1% in comparison with past year, 21.4%. All of the results going to the net income, the growth in the net income after the taxes, et cetera, not impairment, et cetera, we have +6.7%, reaching 109 million euros. Considering the cash position, the free cash flow, the performance has been this year slightly better, reaching 152 million euros,  1.3% better than the previous year. And then the total dividends per share reach 0.74 euros. We will pay 0.5 euros in the second quarter of 2016, corresponding to these results. So this is because we can say that the business model continues demonstrating its profitability. If you go to the page number six, I will try to explain the performance of the company during this past year, summarizing in four blocks. In four blocks, explaining all actions we have taken. In the first, we will have the way in reinforcing our business model, our current base, consolidating all of the basics business as to now. So, is related to the current consolidated base of the company. The second box will be all of the actions, will contain all the actions about the expand this dimension, to how to enlarge our current business base. The third box will be related to our cost control, variabilization, flexibility, improving the efficiency, also the quality of our services. And finally, is the how we try to improve our financial strength. All of these actions, including these four blocks, have the only and the final goal to get an attractive return to the shareholders. So this is our goal, as you already know. So starting in page number seven, with the first box, talking about our business, basic business or console or business base, what we have done is, first, we have renewed all of the contracts expiring this year. Basically, it was Philip Morris this year. We have growth in all services, developing new services, which is very, very important element for us, because it's not only quantitative, but qualitative, giving us access to maintain our margins. So basically, all of you know that on top of the information in the route to the market, we are continuously trying to help to our customers in the route to the consumer. So we are present now in the point of sales, trying to understand what is happening, trying to facilitate to our customers what is happening, not only in the sell-in, but in the sell-out. We have delivered new products, new services, for the new generation products, e-cigarette, et cetera, all of the elements that you are absolutely aware. We have improved also in our transport organization, not only in terms of efficiency or in closing routes, et cetera, but also expanding our international transport. And in pharma, and basically in the transport dedicated to the temperature control in many, many sectors, we continue being the leader, and we are developing new services into let's say sectors, which is frozen foods or refrigerated 2-8 and 50-25, which is something which is mandatory in the distribution of goods in European Union. Then we are also anticipating the changes. All of you are aware that the Tobacco Products Directive implies a strong control of the track and trace of the products. So we are now the only distributor working with the four big tobacco manufacturers in order to define and to implement the traceability of the products up to the final point of sale. So we are organized data room, showroom, etc., with all of them, all of the projects, which will be an element very important in the future, with absolutely restricted access to the distributors that have these capabilities, and also in the control of the illicit trade, cooperating with the authorities in terms of the information, etc., to discover some of this kind of illegal trade. As a result, we can say that in this consolidated business base, in this traditional, I would say, business base, this is a positive impact in our eco sales, in spite of the provision we talked before. Going to the second block, which is how are we expanding our business model, we can talk initially about the wholesale, the convenience products. So we are boosting the sales in the same pipeline we have today. So all of you are aware that we are the main distributor, not only of the tobacconists, but in the books, we have the pipeline organizing pharmacy, etc. So what we are trying to do is to incorporate other products, convenience products, practically similar, or quite similar, in different channels. For doing that, we are not purely competing in price, like many of the wholesalers making this job. We are starting by developing our presence in the point of sale. So we have incorporated our software, our hardware and our software, in order to help the retailer in order to organize better the supply, and also for this information that what is happening in the point of sale, which is the behavior of the consumer. So we are our this terminal point of sales in France and Italy continue growing, and also we have launched a new initiative in Spain. Then we have developed our networks in terms of adequating the cash and carries, services point, etc., to be close to the point of sales in order to push the sale of these products. And then finally, we are reinforcing the partnership with the manufacturers and with our customers in order to create a different distribution model, not purely competing in price as it's happening in the wholesalers. They don't need 200, 300 wholesalers for arriving to 1,000 point of sales. It is enough if we distribute it through us. If we have the capability and we have the transparency and we have the warranty. So as a consequence of this model, still not fully implemented, that we are trying to improve every day, we have got double-digit growth in sales in pharma and in convenience in Italy. In the third box, which is improving efficiency, the part related to the cost, well, you all know our traditional expertise in reducing the cost. So basically what we are doing is we are taking advantage of our vertical model. So we are concentrated the logistics activities above in order to automatize and to reduce the cost, to concentrate the cost, and keeping the capillary network for commercial and services actions. So in this line, we have reduced continuously in tobacco warehouses in Spain. We have reorganized the activity in the south of France, in Toulouse and Lyon. And we have increased also the level of service in convenience activity in France. Then, talking about synergies, which is the magic word for the logistics and for the distributors, operators, is we continue reorganizing the transport route. We have invested in a new ERP, this SAP, SIP, in convenience in France, according with the basics model ERP we have in all the group. And also we have streamlined the network in Italy with the results you can see later on. But we are not stopping in these activities. We continue improving our costs in a continuous, manner. And then just to remark two activities. One of them, we are starting to use the reusable boxes, avoiding the cost of packaging, etc. So reusable boxes for the tobacconists. for the retailers, for the pharmacies, etc., in order to reduce the cost of packaging, which is very important. So we have to organize. It's not a simple, let's say, element, simple action, but we are on the track and we have experienced it in some parts successfully. And then we continue also investing in and improving our environmental measures, no, the carbon footprint, all of the reduction of the footprint, etc., etc., all of the elements that are related with the company, like us competing in differentiation and doing the things with the best possible quality ratios. So this cost evolution is what explains the reduction and the continuous reduction of the cost and the continuous improvement of the EBIT margin. So this is because we have the growth of 0.70% in the EBIT margin. And finally, in terms of the improving and continuing reinforcing our financial strength, it is something that will be explained by Manuel later on, but basically just to remark the sustainable high cash conversion, 58%, the payout ratio, we continue keeping 90% of the net profit has been distributed as a dividends with the annual dividend payments you can see on the chart. So as a result, we have paid 106 million euros in dividends in the year 2015. So going to the page 11, basically we think that this has been a successful year in spite of the tough comparison with the past year because of the one-off impact. And then it's nothing to add, simply to say that, to repeat that all of these actions we summarized here allow us to get the main goal and the main target of the company, which is an attractive return to our shareholders with a dividend yield this year of 5.6%. If we go with less details probably to the numbers, because all of the numbers are in the presentation and we are ready to answer all your questions. If we go to page number 13, you can see that our geographical balance among our countries has been better this year, basically because of the successful implementation of the our business model, the group business model in Italy, improving the results. And then just to remark to you that in Spain, Iberia is bigger because of the transport accounts is accounted in Iberia, just to mention. The rest and the activity keeps basically constant in the weight in our business. Going to the analysis of every market in page number 14, the rough outlook is well in Iberia. The macroeconomic environment was much positive. Once again, the impact of the one-off, already repeat. Here, the volumes, it's constant in all the markets, has been quite stable with a moderated retail price increases. They mentioned that the good behavior of the transport and even in pharma, no, because of the situation of the country and our efforts in improving these activities. And then books activity has been now accounted by the equity method consolidation. So it's different the past year that was accounted in the group. In France, the recovery is lighter than the one in Spain and then irregular during the year. If you see the quarters, it's quite different. In tobacco, the same picture. For the first year in many years, the prices have not been increasing in France, so the market in volumes has been much more stable. The consumption has been impacted in convenience, basically, and in the widespread retail channels. And then we made the famous restructuration I mentioned before in Lyon and Toulouse. In Italy, the recovery is in between, I would say, between France and Spain for our activity. Even though the price of tobacco were increased for the first time in 3 years the volumes have shown a quite stable situation. It's true that with some gaining in market share of the low price segments, so this explains probably that the business, the market is practically constant. There's more volumes with more volumes of the low price brands, so constant. And then the main fact past year has been the consolidation of the business model there with the standards for the group, etc., that has driven an increase on the EBIT and the profitability. In corporate, we have been stable. Basically, the costs have been stable. Even also, so to be now in the markets in comparison with the past years is practically a cost and evolution. It didn't imply an increase of the cost. So this is basically the main features of the three geographies, the three main geographies of the company. Going into some detail not mentioned before in or some detail, additional details on every market. In Iberia, just for giving you an indication, in cigarettes, the volumes has been -0.8, which is much better than 3.8 per year, the reduction. 5 cents per pack increase, simply 5 cents, like a past year. We have increased the sales in convenience, not in smoking related products, in smoking items. So it is also a positive signal. And then, if you remember, past year there was a law that increased the possibility for tobacconists to sell more convenience products. So we have enlarged our portfolio. We have tried to convince and to prepare and to train the tobacconists in order to sell wider assortment of portfolio. In transport, important year for us, more than we promised. We promised 1.75 GDP per year, and in reality has been much higher, no? Because we have growth in parcel 8%, in courier double-digit increase, and then we have grown also in international transport. And in other businesses, in pharma, we are trying to enlarge the scope of the pharmacies in order to arrive to a wider number of pharmacies in a consistent manner. We have signed three new agreements in order to improve this coverage. And another important element for the comparison is that you remember that at the end of 2014, our lottery contract signed with ONCE was changed. So we had practically the license accounting the sales, and now we are just services providers accounting just the services we deliver to them. With all of these elements, in Spain we deliver the EBIT growth because of the impact of the provision reversal. We have grown 4.5% in a like for like comparison. Obviously, I don't repeat the cost control, etc. You all are aware of about this characteristic of this company. In France, the market has been reduced by 0.5% in cigarettes, which is an element. No retail price increase that in past year was 20 cents, which is another element to consider in the comparison. Positive evolution in the smoking items category, so it's the contrary in Spain, so good in smoking items, but in convenience versus 2014. And a strong declining because of the new operators in the e-recharge in telephony. But this decrease on the e-recharge has been offset by new electronic recharge, gift cards, subscriptions, etc., parking cards, etc. In other businesses, there was an inconvenience, the bankruptcy of one of the competitors, European Foods. So now we have tried to rationalize the portfolio that we have got after the bankruptcy of this competitor. So we are trying to reorganize the portfolio, analyzing the profitability, etc. I repeat, with an irregular evolution of the consumption due to the slight recovery and to the situation of or the country, so not still for us stabilized. And then it's clear, and it's not a new situation in Italy, in France, sorry, that the market is strictly driven by the price. So we have to build a competitive advantage in order to succeed, because otherwise we are just continuing based on the price. This is because European Foods was in bankruptcy, and this is the situation quite tough in this market. Basically, the adjusted EBIT reflects this situation and activity, but also the industrial plan we have done in the south of France, in reorganizing the activities in Lyon and Toulouse, concentrating quite efficiently the warehouses, etc., and the picking lines, etc. And the other element is done, as I said before, is we have in the convenience business, we have implemented the new ERP with SAP, which is an important change with a unique database, etc., with all of the services, high quality, let's say, IT support system. In Italy, quite similar as well, 0.7% the decrease in cigarettes, 20 cents per pack increase for the first time in 3 years is an important element, because you know that historically the volumes are linked with the prices, so this elasticity works perfectly in tobacco. With the, let's say, increase of the market share in the low price segment, this is probably the most complicated tobacco market, with 55,000 tobacconists, is the bigger in terms of number of point of sales. So it's the market which allows us to develop more additional services in order to deliver information to the manufacturers. And then we have boosted also the sales of a convenience product that at the level of this activity is not still developed at the level of the group, no, on the average of the group. So with these elements, with this new total implementation of the restructuring of the network, with some, you know, duplicity, redundant costs, we had past year, etc., we have increased in a substantial manner this EBIT. And now Manuel will go into the P&L, balance sheet, and all the financial information.
Thank you, Luis. Thanks to all of you attending to this Logista Fiscal Year 15 results presentation. We are going to review now the financials of Logista during these fiscal years. These results are a confirmation of what we've been communicating during the year, so there is no basic surprises on them. Before entering into the details, there are two comments to be done. One is that the Board of Directors already formulated the accounts on its past meeting, and the auditors have reviewed them and issued its opinion. So those are fully audited financial results we have in hand. The detailed financial statements will be released at month end, because legally should be attached to some information the board has already to approve still. Second important thing to remark is that when comparing results from 1 year to the other, the one-offs play an important role, so we'll go a bit on them, explaining what we already explained last year when presenting results and when presenting already the results of the first half of this year, so there is nothing new on those results. First, we are showing to you here the results from operations. You know that our business model characterized by being resilient, having high margins for our industry, and having increasing profitability, both when you compare year on year and also when you go down through the P&L, gaining in efficiencies as you advance. And you see this in our P&L. So you see the revenues have been practically constant year on year, while eco sales, that accounting wise are -1.8, net of one-offs, increasing 1.1. And now it's worth to speak a bit on the one-offs. You know that last year there was the settlement of a tax case we had in Spain that it was duly accrued in our accounts. So it, when settled, it allowed us to release the provision, and that causes results of 30 million euros in sales last year, 23 million euros in EBIT, because there was 7 in expenses, and also 8 more million euros of provisions released in financial revenues. In this year, 2015, there was also the settlement of 2 legal cases that were also duly accrued, so we could release 8 million euros provisions in our accounts. Then comparing eco sales, now this 1,010 million euros of this year compared to 999 last year, so it's plus 12 million euros this year on sales, plus 1.1% as St. Louis commented before. Then in costs, this decrease of 21 million euros in costs is in fact net of one-off just 6 million euros, but it means that we have sold 12 more million euros, not only not increasing expenses, but reducing them in 6 million euros. So the operating result increasing 18 million euros on last year one, it means practically a 9% increase on results. The consequence of this is that the margin that last year was 21.4% have increased to 22.1% this year. That represents 70 basis points on last year. And just to remind you that we have committed last year to increase our margin in one full percentage point during a period of 3 years. So in 1 year, we've done 70% of it. Due to the weakness in the market in France, we saw the opportunity to do some additional profitable restructuring there, and we did, spending 13 million euros versus the 10 million euros we spent last year. And then the amortization of intangibles is a non-cash issue we have in the P&L and we have for the coming future. And last year there were impairments of 15 million euros, basically coming from some analysis of the lottery and editorial businesses that this year did not exist. So the profit from operation this year is 160 million euros, 16% over last year. Below operations, our financial results, net of one-offs, you remember the 8 million euros I mentioned before, and taxes add growth to our results, absorbing the lower interest rates prevailing in the market during this year. The financial income net of this one-off has gone from 14 million euros to 12 million euros because of two effects. One is a higher average cash position. This year has been 1.3 million euros versus basically 1.1 million euros average cash position last year. However, interest rates this year have been for the company 0.75, while last year was 0.92. That makes this difference. On the other hand, in the financial expenses, that are basically the current cost of some legal provisions, because the provisions are much lower now after the settlements, and because the interest rates have been lower, have provided a 3% improvement on last year. Net, there is 1 more million euros in financial income than last year. The corporate income tax, that last year was 35%, has been reduced to 34.5% this year through a different mix of result in different countries in 2015. And for the coming future, the year starting now, the fiscal year starting now, is the first one in which Spain will profit of the new corporate income tax in Spain of 28%. So the effective income tax for the year 16 in the company is expected to be between 33.5%, more than 1% saving on the prevailing one. With that, the net income of the company has been 109 million euros, that represents 82 cents per share versus the 70 cents per share of last year. Another characteristic of our business model is the financial strength and robust cash profile of our business. You know that we invoice our products, we collect them in quite short term, and then we pay later to our customers and to the public authorities. So we keep for some times this, and the working capital of the company represents average 12, 13 days of sales of the company. And that explains our positive cash position. If we look at the cash evolution during the year, first thing that can be observed are the average cash position of the year has been 1.3 billion euros versus 1.1 last year. So on average, there's been a clear improvement on the cash position that is supported by the improvement in the average working capital of the period of almost 200 million euros. The other thing is seasonality, and it's big swings between what is the maximum and the minimum cash position within one particular month and the different cash position during the year. Seasonality is such that normally in the first quarter of the calendar year is the minimum cash position, and it's constantly like year through year, and at the end of the touristic season in the south of Europe, we reach normally the highest cash position. But it's important to remark which is the difference between, because the cash we collect every day is around 200 million euros. So small changes in that amount provokes big swings in what compares to the total P&L figures of the company. And we'll see that when looking at the cash flow mainly. The year-end position of the company in terms of cash was 1.8 million euros versus 1.7 last year. And the use of these funds, out of the commercial ones obviously, has been paying dividends. We've paid 106.3 million euros in dividends during the year. Logista's robust cash profile is enhanced by our asset-light business model. And this year, the amount of investments required by this business model has been below the usual one because of calendar effects mainly related to IT projects. Maintenance investments, you see, are quite limited, around 5 million euros. Infrastructure relates to improvements in warehousing, security, transport methods, and is split more or less in equal terms among the countries. This year, a bit less in Italy because we have just finalized an important reorganization there. And last, approximately 50% of our investments continue to be devoted to IT to keep operations improving and to sustain our high added value services. Our cash flow reflects the improvement of operations and the impact of one-offs. So if you see line by line, the EBITDA increase in 2 million euros, then last year there was, because of the settlement of the fiscal case, 54 million euros payment. That working capital here appears plus 30 last year, minus 13 this year, but this is again the consequence of measuring the position of one precise day, 30 of September of 1 year to 30 September of this year. This is nothing in comparison with the 200 million euros collections of every day. And when you look at what is really meaningful, which is the average, you see that in fact the cash position and the working capital position has improved on a year-on-year comparison. Corporate income tax is a bit higher in terms of cash here than in terms of P&L because of the effect of the deferred tax liability depreciation because of the acquisition of France, and that provides a cash flow of 180 and economic free cash flow of 152, which is again 58% cash conversion, and all of this to keep our dividend policy, which is to dedicate 90% of our net income to remunerate shareholders via dividends. During the year, this year, we paid in February 74 million euros dividend, to finalize with a dividend corresponding to the year 14, then 24 cents per share in August this year, 32 million euros, and now the board intends to propose to the general shareholder meeting a final dividend of 50 cents per share to be paid during the third quarter of the calendar year 16. So making a total dividend paid of 74 cents per share out of the 82 cents per share profit, which makes a 90.2% payout ratio. And next year, we will pay following with the same policy, an interim dividend in the month of July, August, of 1/3 of this year dividend that should represent again approximately 32 million euros then. As summary, the financial characteristics of Logista have been confirmed during fiscal year 15. We have a highly resilient business model. There has been flat revenues while the sales increased 1.1% and the operating profit increased 9%, showing increasing results in a still weak environment. Superior profitability is gone from 21.4% to 20.1%. The cash conversion has been kept, improving working capital and treasury position during the year, and all this to maintain an attractive total shareholder remuneration that has been, as you see, 22.6% during the period, made up of 17% share revaluation, plus, as Luis mentioned before, 5.6% dividend yield. And now we'll pass back the word to Luis.
Thank you, Manuel, and also for recovering the time I spent before. Well, in page 27, we try to give you an outlook about this year, the next year. The year has started for us, 1st of October, as you know. So, talking before, talking firstly about the basics of the scenario we are seeing, how is the market we are expecting to have this year, is, well, basically, in tobacco, we think a similar year than this one could be probably a little bit more increase in price, because we think that after the success in Italy, there will be probably, it's a decision of the manufacturers, as you know perfectly, and in France, probably it will come back. So the thing is, being the decision of the manufacturers, and we will follow them, we think that the rational way in order to interpret the market will be quite similar in volumes and quite similar in prices, a little bit more, a little bit less, but it doesn't impact. But all of you are aware that if there is a price increase, there will be a profit inventories revaluation, but also the consumption will be reduced. So it's the elasticity we are considering in a part of the elasticity quite stable, no? Similar to this year. For sure not impact still on the plain packaging in France, because it will be implemented in 2017. In terms of wholesale, we have the ambitious plan explained before with this, let's say, new model in order to gain market share, trying to add new manufacturers in an exclusive or in preferred conditions as a services provider. And also omnichannel strategy. So we are prepared during this year an omnichannel. We are the only wholesaler in these markets capable to offer products through Salesforce, through cash and carries, through websites, through TPOS, even through marketplaces. So we are the only possibility, the only distributor with these capabilities, and we will explain it to the manufacturer, because the secret is the manufacturer will buy, let's say, the model. We continue with the improvement in transport, so it's something which is practically on the ADN of our transport division. We will grow in the scope of the pharmacies, as I explained before. So we have three new contracts this year, practically doubling the presence in the number of pharmacies. So one of these is Procter & Gamble, Merck, and Talica. So this obliges to us to go to a 200% number of pharmacies we are delivering today. The cost control measures and all of the variabilities is something which is implicit with our model. So we will continue improving our continuous plan. We will continue gaining what we name the operational leverage. So whatever the conditions for the market, we will improve, and our cost performances will evolve better than the eco sales. And then we, as Manuela say, we expect to have not to increase, as happened this year, the restructuring cost. So we think that the our EBIT, adjusted EBIT, will improve as well. Continue with the 90% of the ratio of the dividend payout as a net profit. So the thing is, our look for this year is probably middle single digit in adjusted EBIT and almost double digit in net income, which is the important, is the base of the dividends, as you perfectly know. And now we are open to answer your questions. As I said before, first it's a matter of polite decision to answer better the one you can have here in the room, and then the questions arrive through internet. So it's up to you. Juan, this is the first one. Ah, no sé. Ah, coño, está.
Morning, this is Juan Ros from BBA. I have three questions, if I may. First of all, it's regarding the dividend. If I made the numbers right, I think you generated 150 million euros last year of cash, 152 this year, and roughly you've distributed via dividends, or you will distribute around 130 million. So what are your plans for that cash surplus that you're building? And is there any chance that we can get an extraordinary dividend in fiscal year 16, or maybe we'll have to wait more? Second, regarding the restructuring costs, you mentioned before that you're expecting to have a lower figure in comparison with the 13 million you booked this year. Maybe you can guide us or maybe provide a range for next year. And finally, can you remind us regarding the cash pooling that you have with the banks, when the current conditions expire, and at which level, whenever it expires, at which level you think you can renegotiate the deal going forward? Thank you.
Okay, perhaps I will answer the two first questions and Manuel the third. Well, regarding the dividend, well, the idea of the company in terms of the balance, strength, etc., all of you are aware, no? So we have to demonstrate to our customers the consistency and the reliability and the sound balance, etc., because at the end of the day, we are taking care of their top line. So we are now we are collecting this year 48.4 billion in taxes included, etc., which is 400 billion more than the past year. So it's clear that even the IFRS sales are constant, we are in front of the administrations, customers, etc., this responsibility. So this is the rationale for having a strong balance sheet, etc., etc. In terms of more precise, your question is, well, the policy defined by the board is, and the general shareholder meeting, is 90% of the net income, and we are not expecting to be changed this year. So there is nothing asking about the extraordinary dividend during 2016. I think it will not happen. So even the decision is the board, etc., but it's not the policy approved by the board up to now, no? Well, the thing is, you are right, we are generating more cash because we have the free cash flow, etc., but the company has also project for the future, so it's clear that in the long term we'll have opportunities to invest, to develop in our business, etc., expanding our base or even expanding our geographical base, so we have to maintain this possibility for investing in the growth of the company. So in a long term, for 2016, if nothing happened, which is, I think, is not probable, because something will happen this year, we have had the opportunity to go to Hungary, which is not a small investment, by the way, but you know, enlarging our geographical scope, in the long term, it will be paid to the shareholders, obviously, but not now, not for this year, and I would say in the coming 2 years, we think is not. Let's say extraordinary important this kind of cash generation in order to immediately to pay an extraordinary dividend. No, we prefer to be in this case to have the strength enough in order to afford new projects. In the cost restructuring, you say, well, as Manuel said, this year, in order with the difficulties basically in France, we accelerated the industrial plan there. So our cost restructuring is much lower than the figure of this or the past year. I think we are not expecting even double digit figure. No, we think it's lower than the double digit figure. The thing is, it depends. So in our view, if there is a normal behavior, normal performance of the markets, of the activity, probably we will not need practically restructuring costs, practically nothing. If the activities continue being in this maturity situation, or there are not new activities, well, probably we'll have the typical restructuring that all the companies need, sometimes for refreshing, even for refreshing the quality of the people, for refreshing the headcount, etc., etc. So I think it's variable, it's much lower than this year. For sure, Juan, for sure. But it will be it will be connected with the evolution of the activity, because for us, one thing is absolutely mandatory: to deliver our commitment with the market. So if we see that this thing is not good, we will immediately act, as happened this year in France. And about the cash pooling, Manuel?
Yes. As you know, the company has a cash pooling agreement with its main shareholder. This cash pooling agreement is in force since 2008, basically, as we know it today. It consists in remunerating our balance in ECB's basis rate plus 75 basis points. And it's been renewed last time with the IPO of the company. It was June 14, in 4 or 5 years. So it's going to last either 5 years or until the moment the present shareholder loses the control of the company. And again, this has been the same type of agreement since we've been with them, or they've been taking our shares. So we don't see any reason for it to be changed in the future, provided they keep on being the shareholders. It's a win-win agreement, basically. Obviously, it's very good for us in terms of placing our day-to-day money, and it's very good for them in terms of funding.
I have, sorry, three questions. My first question is a follow-up on what Juan just asked. Just wanted to understand a bit what could be the firepower in case of be acquisition or shareholder remuneration, or if at least there's any target that you have internally that you could provide us. And then the second one would be on convenience products in Spain. I was wondering what is currently the level of penetration, or even if you could give us a sales figure for this products, or what you're selling currently, or what you sold last year in Spain, and also which levels do you think you can reach. And then my third one would be on plain packaging in France. Basically, also trying to understand if you have done an exercise where you could say what's the worst case scenario of this happening in France based on previous experience.
Okay. Starting with the first question about the question about the dividends, the extraordinary dividends, because all of this is the same rationale, no? So we have the idea I explained in terms of the strength of the balance sheet. in terms of the new things you add about the opportunity, etc., etc., well, we think that we are the main consolidator in Europe, not only for tobacco, but also for convenience. So this market is highly fragmented. In terms of tobacco, it's driven by country, basically by country. So the opportunities are there. It's true that due to the crisis and the past years, etc., I think, it's my opinion, tobacco manufacturers has been trying to stabilize their business, recovering the normal volumes, evolution, etc., brands, all of the elements, as well as working on the TPD consequences. And what I think, to change in distribution in some country, it has been a second priority during this year. My perception today is that it is the time to retake this kind of, I would say, for them, second priority in this time, even though they are also taking care about the situation, because basically our entering in one new country will provide benefits not only for logistics but also for the manufacturers, no? Because our model is quite transparent, efficient, absolutely, let's say, under control in terms of traceability, the products, etc. So I think the opportunities will arise. We have not today, apart of the case of Hungary that all of you are aware, and then I will comment probably later on, because it's one question about it, specifically about it, is we think that this opportunity will come. Probably in our case, for going into the new country, we need to be very, very, very deep, because the network are also normally widespread. So we need to be, to create the road in this country. Normally it happens or with the current asset dedicated to the tobacco distribution or by acquisition of one wholesaler, one local company, etc. So the thing is, our dividend policy combined with our balance sheet strength, we think, and the board thinks that this is now correct. So we are continuing committing the 90% in the net income, and then is not expected this extraordinary return to the shareholders for the time being. And the second question about convenience products in Spain, etc. Well, we don't disclose because, you know, which is convenience products, when we talk about the, you know, for us smoking items or filters or like this or tubes, It's a convenience, but for other companies or for other players, it will be a tobacco related and smoking. So this is because the borderline between tobacco and tobacco related is very complicated. We don't disclose these kind of figures because it's, I repeat, very difficult, and it's frankly speaking to give an advantage to our competitors as well, because we are the model, we are the benchmark. So the evolution, as I explain to you, talking about Spain, has been positive in convenience, in product not related with tobacco, so absolutely different to tobacco, not lighters, not smoking papers, etc., etc. Not so good in this line, more pressure by the prices policy. But altogether, what we are going today is covering our plan to increase in the whole company, because we have to consider that we are the only distributor in convenience being present in the three countries. So there is not another company like us. There are more companies specialized regionally or nationally, etc., but not like us in the three countries. So our idea committed, and we are on the verge to fulfill this target, is to increase our market share in convenience, hypothetically considering the three countries 30%, in 40%. So we have to, in the 3 years, be in the first 15, so this is the second and the next will be the third, to increase by 30% our activity in the sector. This is the figure I can deliver to you, because we are not more disclosed for the time being of these activities. And the third question is related to the plain packaging in France. We have carefully analyzed, as you can imagine, the impact of the plain packaging in other experiences, as you suggest, because it's something which is for us mandatory. So the experiences first is not a consumption reduction. Australia is for the 3-4 years, and then other countries are more in an initial stage. So first, there is not a consumption reduction. What is happening in Australia is the contraband or the illicit trade increase. I think in Europe, with the track and trace measures, will be much more difficult, the situation. And in the, I would say, in the legal market, in the official market, what is happening is, in one way or another, the manufacturers are trying to identify their offer to the consumers. They have to communicate with the consumers. So what they have done in this market is to launch formats, different formats, different units, packets of 20, 21, 22, 19, 18, etc. So at the end of the day, for us, as you know, we have a structure of the fees for tobacco based on the number of SKUs. So for us, we don't care if it is one brand or another. We have a cost when we deliver one product that is sold by millions, and we have another cost of distribution for one product which is delivered by units, dozens. So the thing is, if you analyze the Australian market, the number of SKUs has been practically constant. It was reduced at the beginning because of the launching of the elimination of many different brands, but then it has been recover practically the level and number of SKUs. So for us, if you divide the number of SKUs, or you divide, better say, the volumes, the total volume, the total market, the number of SKUs, the average will be practically similar. So in terms of the pure fees application, there is not an impact. Now probably the number will be regulated. Now you can do packages of more than 20 units. Okay, no problem. I'm sure that the manufacturers will find the way to differentiate the offer in the length, in the weight, in the format. We don't care. So there will be many things not differentiated. So once that is, our concern in plain packaging is the illicit or the parallel trade, which will be a disaster, like in Australia, in other countries. It is currently the market. So, but basically, the tobacco consumption is driven by the price. It's driven by the price. So this is the rule. So you take the markets with higher price in the tobacco, and the consumption of the market will decline better or higher than other markets. So we don't like, as you can imagine, this kind of measure. We are absolutely supporting the market and the manufacturers. So we don't think it's a good measure for many reasons we don't discuss today. It's not our duty to do that. But in terms of technical implementation impacting on the complexity of the distribution, there are not many differences. We keep calm. On the other side, it's natural, it's normal that with this decrease of this activity, this evolution, there is the new generation products, possible relaunching, explosion, or what you wanted to say. So this is something which is, if you have, I'm sure, all of you have followed carefully the our explanation, this part was not included at the time. So we are not playing with the expectations today in the new generation product because of the reality of the market. But we are absolutely sure that when all of our main customers are betting on that market, for sure, in the future, we don't know in which time, we will have these benefits of the benefit of this distribution. Okay.
Hello, this is José María Canoas from Haitón. I've got two questions. First one, I don't know if you could give us some further outlook on margins. I don't know if there's room for further margin expansion, and where would that be? And my second question would be also linked to the illicit trade. Here in the presentation, you said you have some security investments, some proactivity, and I would like to know, well, if you could give us some more color on that comment. And that's it. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you for the questions. Well, in terms of the margins, we continue in margins, global margin, margin EBIT. If we cover the plans, we will improve the margin EBIT, global margin. Past year, if you remember, we commit 1 point in the coming 3 years. So in the past year, in this year, we have covered 0.7 of this 1%. But anyway, we think and we are sure that it will be an improve of the margin of the global margin EBIT of the company in our plans for sure. Getting this superating this initial target defined per year. In terms of more split of the margins, well, as you are aware, it's not possible because in many cases our margin corresponding to a few number of customers, etc. So we cannot disclose because of the confidentiality of the agreements and because of the security of the company, we cannot disclose in more detail the margins, no? In terms of the illicit trade, which are the measures we are taking? Well, we have, the source of information for the administration, for the manufacturers, for the authorities, for the, you know, all of the security bodies of the states. So what we are doing is, first, we have signed agreements wherever with all of them, with some manufacturers that are more proactive or not, with the, for sure with the administration. So we are sending and analyzing all of the information because when you have increase or decrease of the consumption of this brand or the brand or this segment of the segment in one area, it is the signal of the penetration of the illicit trade. So it's one standard service we provide to administration. Second point, we have our network of delegations, of services points, which are 175 in Italy, 50 in Spain, and 26 in France, are also always close of the tobacconists, of the network, of the streets, of the point of sales in general. So as an example, the other day, the past month in Córdoba was discovered a illicit factory of cigarettes. So this is because one people connected with the tobacconist was giving us the information, and we analyzed that the sales and all of the tests on this area were positive, and immediately we go to the police. We went to the police to discover it. So our proactivity is absolutely 100% committed because it's a benefit for us and for the manufacturers and for the administration. So every packet sold out of the legal channel is losing the taxes for the state, the margin for the tobacconist, and the fee distribution fee for us. No, so we are a tool very useful for the administration, transmitting in online all of this information and cooperating in all of these actions, okay? Not implicating any, I would say, budget for helping the situation. This is something that the manufacturers are doing. In our case, it's not the case. We have created infrastructure, but we are not having expenses on that point.
Okay, if there are no any other questions from the room, I will now read what we have received from people that is connected through internet. I will try to summarize because we are running, of course, out of time, and most of them are repeated. First one, Patrick Guisson from Societe Generale. In 2015, costs were reduced by around 20 million versus 2014. Should we consider this as a regular trend going forward?
No, we don't.
Okay, it's been commented the issue that we think we are going to keep on improving margins, this 0.3% every year, so that's going to be more or less the situation coming on.
Yes, I will add that the question is quite precise and quite normal, no? It's normal, but we have to consider that in our case the costs are related with the activity. So the thing is, if we have an increase of, imagine, perhaps 5% on eco sales, then our cost, let's say, driven by the activity, will be increased as well, no? So you can say, in a scenario like this year, in which we have had an increase of 1% of the eco sales, and then we are reduced basically 2%, 2 point something, the cost, is because the gap, the operational gap, is 3%. So plus 1 in the sales, minus 2 in the cost. So I think it depends. It depends of the evolution of the activity, etc. But committing that always, as I said before, the cost behavior, the cost evolution will be better than the sales evolution.
Okay. Other questions that we have received are mainly related to things that we have already mentioned, like evolution of restructuring costs and tax rate going forward. I will select probably the last one from Juan Canovas, Fidentiis. Can you comment on the new regulation in Hungary and whether this releases funds you might have earmarked for the market? Can you also expand on non-organic expansion opportunities?
Okay, well, in Hungary, I knew that because this question is coming from the internet, and this is because I mentioned before in one answer is, well, in Hungary, what happened is, as all of you are aware, 1 year and a half, almost 2 years ago, the government changed the legislation of the retail distribution, modifying the current status of the market, absolutely not regulated, in a, let's say, controlling the monopoly, as it happened in Spain, France, Italy, Austria, etc., in order to give visibility and to control both fiscality, tax collection, and also health regulations. So I think is we were there, we were in contact with all of the manufacturers, we built an efficient model, taking care of the current assets dedicated to the tobacco distribution, so we didn't need to invest exceptionally or additionally on that, a part of the implementation, and if it was happening in other country, so it was not through acquisition. The agreement was done, you know, always these discussions are complicated, but basically the agreement was done with the four tobacco manufacturers, the four main tobacco manufacturers, even another tobacco manufacturers additional to these four. What happened is immediately the government published a law creating a wholesale monopoly, which is absolutely irregular, not compliant with the European Union, etc. Together with the manufacturers, we were claiming against, but up to now the situation is not still reverted. What will happen? We don't know, because the normal evolution of the things is the European Union will ask, will oblige to the Hungarian government to withdraw this regulation. The day it will happen, the most probable scenario is that we will retake the project with the manufacturer because on the benefit of all of them, no? So this is the case of Hungary. In terms of expansion, organic, non-organic expansion, or non-organic development of the business, we are always looking not only in tobacco, not only in tobacco. It's also in all businesses. Consider that in our opinion, if you don't buy something different, if you buy a wholesaler because of the access to one channel or to a network of point of sales, we have it. So we have to be very careful what we are buying. But anyway, in our approach to the markets is non-organic, as I said before on the question why we wanted to have some cash, you know, in the possible scenario of acquisitions, etc., is for sure we are considering acquisitions for geographical expansion. Normally it will be based in tobacco. For enlarging our scope in our current business, it will be in any of our businesses. The idea is to be very sure that are absolutely accretive, So we are not investing for enlarging, for gaining mass, or for gaining scope, etc., etc. We think internally we can do that, but if it is something which is different, as we did in the acquisition of the transport company 15 years ago, etc., if they are adding some competitive advantage, we will do it. So we are considering this possibility, but one thing has to be also on always taken into consideration. We will ensure absolutely the return to the shareholders in the conditions we are committing today. And then we expect that this situation will come, because I repeat what I said before, we are the only distributor for the small point of sales with the size enough and the capability to consolidate the sector. For sure we will do it. We will do.
Okay, as we are really running out of time, I think that we will try to reach all the people that has sent questions to us through the Investor Relations Department. And any further question you may have, you just contact us on the website. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much for your attention, and we'll have the opportunity to contact you personally. Thank you very much, all of you. Bye.